Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Simin Kuf Tzadi Tes. We are on page Kuf Beis, which is the page following 202. Simin Kuf Tzadi Tes is Al Mi Mezamnin V'Al Mi Ein Mezamnin. Who can be counted into the Zimun and who cannot be counted into the Zimun? So the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Hashamash Sha'ochal Kezayis Mezamnin Olav. The shamish, who is the one who's serving the food, the waiter, who ate a kezayis, he can be included into the zimun. So the Mishabura says in Sifkat and Aleph, Sha'af shelo kova atzmo b'shulchan imohem. Before this, we've been discussing how to create a zimun, there has to be a kviyas that they're sitting at the same table. But over here, when we're including the waiter, he's not being koveya with them at the table together. Sha'uchel mu'umad, he's eating while he's standing. V'gam holech uba be'emtza achila, so he's also coming and going in the middle of his achila. V'ein lo kviyas klal imohem, he doesn't have any real kviyas with the people that are eating. Afilu hachi mitzdarif, still he's able to join together for a zimun. Shekevan shederach achilaso bekach, since that's the normal way that a waiter eats, zohi kviyuso, that is considered as kviyas, and therefore he can count into the zimun. Ma she'enkin v'ishache, which is not the case by another person, if he's walking around while he's eating, he's not sitting at the table with them, he would not be able to be counted in for the zimun. Ukemoshe kasavnu b'simin kuf tzadi gimel sevbeiz b'mishabura. Says the Mechaber Vayter sevbeiz, kusi bazman hazeh. A kusi nowadays, now the kusim were a nation that converted because they were afraid of lions and the discussion if they were good converts or bad converts, but nowadays when it comes to kusim, harehu ka'oved kochavim ka'oved avodas elilim ve'ein mezamnin olav. He is considered like one who worships idols and he cannot be counted into the zimun. There is no mishabura on Sif Beis. We go to Sif Gimel. Am ha'aretz gomur mezamnin olav bazman hazeh. Nowadays, if you have a total Am Ha'aretz, he can still count into the Zimun. So the Mishabura explains the Katan Beis, Am Ha'aretz Gomer. The Gemara tells us, Da'afilu Kara Vishana, even one who has learned Psukim and he has learned Mishnayis, Velo Shimesh Tamidei Chachamim, but he was not Mishamesh Tamidei Chachamim, which means he didn't learn Gemara. Da'hainu Lahovin Tamei Mishnayis, which means to learn the understanding of the reasonings of the Mishnayis. Lahakshos Ulafarik, to ask Kashas, to answer the Kashas, Ein Mezamnin Olav. So the Gemara says, such a person, if he's not at a certain level of being a Talmud Chacham, that he's not only learned Chumash and Mishnayos, but he also learned Gemara, he cannot be counted into the Zimun. V'lochein ka'amar, therefore the Mechaber is saying, Da'afilu Am-Ha'aretz Gomer, even a total Am-Ha'aretz, She'ein bo mikro Mishnah, he doesn't learn Chumash, he doesn't know Mishnayos, still, Mizamnin Olah Bizman Hazeh, nowadays he can be counted into the Zimun. Shem hayu porshim mehem, because if we would separate away from such people, hayu gamhem porshim and atzibur lagamri, that would push them off and they would totally separate from the tzibur. So in order not to turn them off, so we're forced to include them in the zimun. Then eino mekayim mitzvah satorah bedavra mefursim b'chol Yisrael, and if he's not fulfilling the mitzvahs of the Torah in something that is known and publicized for all of Klal Yisrael. Kigon, for example, she'eno kore kriyashma shachris va'arvis, a person who doesn't even say kriyashma in the morning and the evening. So yesh omrim, there are those who say she'afal pike mizamner lov. Some people say this leniency goes that far that even such a person who's doing averas like that, he's not saying kriyashma, even he can be counted into the zimun. However, v'dasa magen avram she'bezeh im mizamner lov. The magen avram argues and says such a person cannot be counted into the zimun. The bezeh in this case, kevan deklai Yisrael koring kriyashma, since the rest of Klai Yisrael is saying kriyashma, lo chayshina lo kilkula b'mashen nifrosh atzmenu miyachidim she'en korin. So we're not worried about any kind of kilkul that will result from a person who is not reading kriyashma and he separates himself, he's already separating himself, so excluding him from his zimun is not going to push that person away any further. V'chein sasmu kama achronim, and so too, various achronim are so same like the Magen Avram, that we will not include this avarian into the zimun. The kol shekein mishu rasha va'usa averus befarhesya de'im mezamner olav. Certainly, one who's a rasha and he does averus in public, he certainly will not be counted into the zimun. So there are a couple of points to point out over here on this sif. Number one, I want to see the bir halacha, the bottom bir halacha on the page mezamner olav bezman hazeh. So the mechaber said that in the Am Ha'aretz Gomer nowadays we can include him in the zimun. Ayin b'mishaburis of katan beis. Look in the mishaburis of katan beis. V'chol zehu le'inyanim anu mitzarfen oso lezamin alav. The whole discussion in the mishabura is whether we include this person in the zimun. The atam and the reason is the mishum shepasha shelo lomad, because he was negligent, he didn't learn. Lekach midina de gemara ein mischabrim ito letzarfel lezimun. Therefore, midina de gemara, we don't include that person in the zimun that didn't learn Torah. Ukemosh shekasav arash, like the Rush learns. The kol shekeinim einu mekayim mitzvos haTorah, and like the Mishavura said, certainly one who is not mekayim the mitzvos haTorah, the shayot hamzeh, certainly that reason would apply to him, and he would not be included. But here's the point that the Ralacha wants to give across to us: avahu ba'atzmo b'vaday chayuv b'zimun kishar Yisrael. We can't count him into our zimun, but he is avada chayiv in his zimun like any other yid. V'nafkemina le'inyanim hayu shlosha chayagavna bevadaim luchuyavim lezamin. For example, if you'd have three such people together, so they would have to make their own mezumin, they would milchuyav to. Oim yosha b'chabura shel anoshim ksherim shayu shlosha bilto. Or if one of these people that's not keeping mitzvos, he's with three other people that are keeping mitzvos and making their own zimun, bevadai ein rashai liyiparein behem v'yazamin itam. He's not allowed to separate from them, he has to join their zimun. So although they can't be counted into one of the three, but doesn't exempt them from their mitzvah zimun if it applies. Meaning if there's three other ones that are making a zimun, they have to go in. If there's three people like them, they have to join that zimun as well. Just because a person ate garlic and his breath smells, so he should go ahead and eat more garlic? That's the expression that Chazal tell us, that someone who does Aveira A doesn't give him a free for all to go do Aveira B. Because he's not saying Kriya Shema, doesn't exempt him from Zimun. We can't count him into our Zimun, but he be'etz mischayev in Zimun, so if he has the opportunity of other people like him, or that there's a regular Zimun of three, he certainly would be mechuyev to join in. Ukemosha kosav Rambam mitshuva. Like the Rambam writes in the Tshuva, Dafilu Yeravim ben Nevot. Even someone like Yeravim ben Nevot, Shebelav Hochi Ovid Avodah Zorah. He anyway was worshipping Avodah Zorah. Afal Piken Yeonesh Gam Al Kalos. He's also going to get punished for lenient things that he goes against. Kegone Ruvei Tavshilin Vekadome. Even though he's doing Avodah Zorah, that's not a heter to go against Erev Tavshilin. Even after the Erev Tavshilin, just because you're doing Aveira A, doesn't give you grounds to do Aveira B. V'chein muchach betosas chagigoch of beis de v'maskel keman besavadibur ayin sham aragam atzoshi shekein kosu b'shinim kueses brachos ayin sham. Now if you look on page 204 across note number 8, he says this at the Biralocha quotes, the Rambam in the Tshuva is the Igeres HaRambam, but if you look in the second line of note number 8, he writes, kemokein huva bekeser rosh. So too is brought down in the Sefer Bekeser Rosh, Shehayah Mumer Shelo Rotzo Levarech Al Hayayin Sorof. There was a Mumer that didn't want to make a bracha on whiskey, but Omro by saying, Shebelav Hochi Mumerhu. He said, I'm a Mumer anyway, so what's the point of making a bracha on the whiskey? Va'omer Lo Hagra. And the Vilna Gaon said to him, Shota Vixil, you fool. Bezesh Ahanoch Mumer, in that which you are a Mumer, Lo Patartes Atzmucho Mishum Prote Diktuk Mitzvah. That doesn't pat you up and exempt you from any small mitzvah. You're a regular Yisrael. And that which you do bad, you get punished for it, but doesn't exempt you from other things. Just because you're a mumer doesn't mean you have to make a shakal on your whiskey. Same thing over here. Just because this person is not keeping the mitzvahs properly and he can't be counted into the zimun of three is not grounds for him to exempt himself from zimun altogether. When it is appropriate, he would have to join the zimun. Now if you turn back a page and you look at note number 2, he brings it to nowadays in terms of people that are not frum, can they be counted into a zimun? In terms of counting into a zimun, people that are not keeping mitzvahs nowadays. So kosov b'shal and shuvas b'tzela chachma sheim heim chayim b'mikomo sheyei shomrei Torah mitzvos. If these non-frum people are living in a place where people are being mekayim the Torah mitzvos, Kevan Shem Yodim Sheish Torah, since because of their neighborhood they are aware of the Torah, Shma Minosh Behefkeira Nichele, we see they're not interested, they want Efkerus, Memelo Ve'enam Mitztarfin Lola Zimun Beshlosha V'lola Zimun Basara, therefore the Shalom Shuvas B'tzel Chachma says they cannot be counted into a Zimun. U'Beshalosh and Shuvas Pnei Mevin Kosov. Shekevan shemechalim Shabbos b'farhesya. Since we mechal Shabbos in public, tov lonu im nisrachik mehem. It's better if we distance ourselves from those people. Ve'enam mitzar from lezimun, and they cannot join in the zimun. U'beshalshen shivas ber Moshe kasav sheyanoeg shekeshiyesh asora rak b'tziruf mechal Shabbos. When he came to a matzav where you could only have a zimun of 10 by joining together those who are mechal Shabbos, ledaleg b'zimun al tevas elokeinu. He would not say Hashem's name in the zimun if they only had 10 with the ones who are mechal Shabbos. V'das agonu shomu zamen orbach and agonu v'chaim pinchas Scheinberg shimheim begeder tinoko shenishbu. Very important, just because they're in the neighborhood, if they have no clue what's going on, they weren't raised in a religious family, and they're considered a tinok shenishbu, then the zamen imohem, then shomu zamen and Scheinberg say that they can be counted in for zimun. Aval ein roy lechabdom shiu heima mazminim. They should not be honored to be the ones that are leading the zimun. They can be counted in, but they shouldn't lead. Mikol makom das lagonu chaim pinchas Scheinberg she'ein bazach ro gemur lahakel. It's not so pasha to be mekel v'im efshir, and if it's possible odef mitchila limnoes hamatzav. It's better to avoid such a zimun that you have to factor them in. Kegon ayedesh lo yitol yodef. If you're gonna wash, it's creating a zimun, so it might be better not to wash. If you're only gonna have a zimun which is with this person, that it's not so pasha, you could count him in. Let's go weiter now in the Mechaber Siv Dalet. Oved kolchavim, a goy, ein mezamnin alav, cannot be factored into a zimun. An idol worshiper cannot be counted into the zimun. Vaafilu ger shemol velo toval, ein mezamnin alav. And even one who was in the process of gerus, he had a mila, but he did not yet do tvila, he cannot be counted into a zimun. Aval ger gomer, but a total ger mezamnin alav, he obviously can be factored into a zimun. Not only that, the yochel levarich birchas hamazon, he could bench velomer al shehin chatal avuseinu. He could also talk about the land of Eretz Yisrael that was given over as a yerusha to our fathers, even though he is a ger. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Gimel, we said idol worshipper, you cannot be mezamnin alav. Hainu afilu niskavin levarach lelokei Yisrael. So the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sif Katan Gimel, even if his intention and his benching and being part of the zimun is to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, still if he's a guy, he's an idol worshipper, he cannot be counted in. Sif Katan Dalet velo toval. So the gear that was mol velo toval doesn't get counted in. The kol's man shelo tovel kadin b'fnei bezin shel shlosha. So long that he did not go to the mikvah properly in front of a bezin of three, kemavura biyardeya simin rei samachesef aleph mikri lo tovel. That's considered lo tovel. It has to be that he goes to the mikvah the proper way in front of bezin. Then ein mezamin olav sekotan hey de eno ger ad sheyomul v'yitbol. He's not considered a full ger until he has a mila and he has a tefila. Sivkotan Vav is going on the complete gear. We said not only could be part of the Zimun, but could also bench, and he could say, Al Shin Chatala Vaseinu. V'hainu afilu lahutzi acher midei chavasim b'rachas hamazon. The gear is 100% chayv in benching and in zimun, and he could be motzi others in benching. Sivkotan Zayin, he can even say lavoseinu l'fisha l'avram nitna ha'aretz l'morosha. Because Avram Avinu was given the land as an inheritance. V'avram nikra av hamon goyim. And Avram is considered the father of the nations. So even though he was born not a yid, Avram Avinu is still called his father. If you look at note number 5, he points out, V'chein kosev ha-Shulchan Aruch l'el. Shulchan Aruch told us a similar idea earlier. She'nidchu divrei ha-omrim she'ger eino yochal li'o shli'a tzibur. The Mechaber pushes off that which there are shitas that say that a ger cannot lead the tzibur and be the chazin. U'bira mishibur rishon. The mishibur there explains she've yochal omer b'tfila Elokei Avoseinu. A ger is able to save Elokei Avoseinu, like we're saying over here in benching. V'hosef u'bir, and he adds on and explains, Shatam Shavram Nikra Avham Ongoyim. The reason why Avram Avinu is called the Avham Ongoyim, the father of all nations, is Kevon Shalimed L'chol Ha'olam Munas Hashem. L'maisa, he's the one who taught everyone in the world about Munas Hashem, and therefore he's considered the father of all the nations, and therefore even a ger can daven for the Omid, say Elokei Avoseinu. He could also bench and say Al Shin Chata Lavoseinu as well. We'll do one more sif. Hey, onein bachol shu potter melevarich. An onein, which is a person who has one of his shiva krovim that he has to sit shiva for, was nifter. So before the kfura, so during the week when he's supposed to be busy with getting ready for the kfura, so onein bachol shu potter melevarich. An onein during the week when he is potter from benching, ein mezamner lav. You also can't factor into the zimun if he's not chayv in benching, so he's not able to join in the zimun. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "If katan cheshu patim lebarich pirish, calls man shemisal mutal lefanav. So long that the mace is in front of him, he's patur from benching. Kibisimin ayin aleph, like you saw earlier in Simin ayin aleph." So ein mizamnin, he cannot be part of the zimun. Va'afilu lahaomrim sheim rotzal lahachmir v'lanos ulevarich arishus biyado. Even according to those who say that if he wants to be machmir and he wants to answer and he wants to bench, he is allowed to. Mikol mokum still kevan shu pater einam mitzarif. Since lamaisi is pater from benching, he cannot join together and count towards the zimun. V'ayin masher kasavnu leel b'simen ayin alef sevkotan dalad b'mishabura le'inyanim yeish chabura b'ir ha'miyuchadim lo'tzos ha'meisu misaruhu lahem. So look what we said earlier in Simen ayin alef sevkotan dalad in the mishabura lagabe a city that has the chevra kadisha, so they give the mace over to the chevra kadisha, and therefore what his din is lagabe doing mitzvos now that the kfura is no longer upon him. Sevkotan yud olav emez avner lov. Va'afilu b'di'evet in berach lahotzi la'acherim lo mahani. Says the Mishabura from the Prima Gadim that even b'di'evet, if an onain bench to be motzi others, it doesn't help. The chol shehu ba'atzmo potter min adover ein yochal lahotzi la'acherim. Anyone who's potter from something cannot be motzi others. There's a chiddush of here in the Prima Gadim, because normally we said earlier in the Mishabura that a person, really on a Doraisa level, if one person did not eat at all, he could bench and be motzi a person who ate midin arvus. We had side reasons why lechatchila shouldn't work, but b'di'evid, if Reuven benched and Reuven didn't eat, he benched for Shimon, it would work. So we hear by saying that even b'di'evid, an onen who benches cannot be motzi someone else. So it's calling him pater, he's totally mufka, he's not a bar chiyuv at all. Like a woman on the tzad that she's not chayiv d'oraisa, so she has no arvus and benchi, she can't bench and be motzi a man. So an onim was saying the same thing over here from the Prima Gadim, that he's totally excluded from the whole din of benching, and therefore he can't even be motzi as someone else in their benching. If you look at note number 6 on the page before, in the third paragraph, va'onein sha'ochal vi'acharkach nikbar hames. So an onain who ate, and then the mace was buried. V'adayin lo nis'akel ha'mazon shebemeyav. An interesting shaila. So he ate his suda when he was an onain, but then a few minutes later they did the kfura, and now he becomes an avil, that's chayv and mitzvos, and the food is not yet digested. It was 20 minutes later. So we know he has at least 72 minutes to bench, maybe even longer. So what's the din lagabe benching for him now? So, kosav ha-chokhmas adam she-poshet she-tzorach levarach b'chazamazim. The chokhmas adam first says that it's poshet, we'd have to bench. Vishuv kosav, and then he says it's really a suffix. She-yesh le-stapik b'zeh. Shema kevan she-yapater b'shas achila. Maybe we say, since he was potter at the time of eating, he was an onen, the chiyav never started. So, l'olam ye-potter, so he's potter. Even if the kfura was done, the food was not digested, he'll still be potter because he never had a chiyav, because the achila was done when he was an onen. Oh, efshar, or maybe, says the Chachmas Adam, shezman birchas ha-mazon hu ad shas ikul. Maybe the time of birchas ha-mazon goes from the zman achila all the way till the food is digested. That's all a zman of chiyuv. Memela chayuv b'birchas ha-mazon. Memela he would be chayuv b'birchas ha-mazon because that chiyuv came about during the shas ikul. So his suffix is, do we say the chiyuv of birchas ha-mazon is created only b'shas achila, where he was an onain, so he never had the chiyuv, or is the chiyuv created the whole time between the Shas Achila and the Shas Ikul, in which case he was not an only the whole time, and therefore he would be chayv and benching. If you skip down a couple of lines, he brings a beautiful Rabbi Kiv Eger. V'dasa Rabbi Kiv Eger, sh'av she'achiyuv levarechu misov ha'achila atshir ikul. He says, ein din katan domil din onin. There, the Rabbi Kiv Eger is trying to compare two cases, a katan that ate during the day, and that night becomes his bar mitzvah. So he ate while he was a katan, but he still has the food not digested. Now all of a sudden he becomes a gadol. He compares that to the shaila of the onain, who ate while he was an onain, and now he becomes an avil. So he says the following. He says, ein din katan doma l'din onain. The din of a katan is not similar to the din of an onain. Me'achar she'ba'onain ha'gavru hu barach yuva. Sounds not like the Prima Gadim the Mishabura brought down. He seems to be saying that the onain, even at the time that he's eating, is considered a barach yuva. Elokevan shu osuk b'mitzvah likbar ha'meis. But since he's osuk in the mitzvah bearing the mace, he's potter min ha'mitzvah. Ulakach b'rega she'nigmar isuko b'mitzvah chozer l'chiyuvo. So the second his Osek b'mitzvah ends and the kfura is done, he goes back to his chiyuv. The ein din zeh domel lekatan shebishas achila lohaya bar chiyuva. So he calls over there, the katan is not b'chal bar chiyuva, so he went at the bench later. But the onan, he calls them yes bar chiyuva, and therefore when aninus goes away, if he's not full, he went at the bench. Seemingly, I looked up the Kiv Eger inside, it seems under Kiv Eger that he's arguing with the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim seems to be saying over here in the Mishnah Berurah, of katan yud, that even b'dyevet, if an onan will bench for someone else, he won't be motzi them, because he's b'chal not a bar chiyuva. And here Rabbi Kiv Eger seems to be saying that he is a bar chiyuva, katan's not a bar chiyuva, but an onan is a bar chiyuva, and therefore if the burial happens while the food is not yet digested, he would be able to bench later. We will stop here and continue Mishnah tomorrow with Siv Vav.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.